wrapping up the previous games and looking forward to the ones to come. This is Preps Rewind, presented by Gould Parts in downtown Eaton, on Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Here's Clark Johnson.
Good Saturday morning, everybody. Welcome to the Preps Rewind right here on Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1, 1310 KFKA. We're coming to you live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios, as always. I'm Clark Johnson. Thanks for jumping in with us today. Football Saturday, well, football Friday, football Thursday. It's just football everywhere. Well, let's see. Today, 1 o'clock, folks, we'll be out. Great football game today for us on Preps Radio. It is eight-man football today, number one, number four. Sanford, number one. Dayspring Christian Academy, number four, will be on at 1 o'clock for you today. On the program, want to thank Gould Parts, of course, our great sponsor, Preps Rewind, going on 8 years now here. 454-3355. Any part you need, just dial that. Stick that number right up on the fridge. 454-3355. Any part you need, Gould Parts in Eaton is the place to go. All right, let's see what happened. Last night, outside of Preps, couple of huge games in the area last night. How about that? How about we hang a star on the Bears last night? UNC hangs in there against CU last night, against the Buffs, 35-7. I think it was 14-0 at halftime. And Ed McCaffrey, some quotes for him. He was really happy with the defense. And I would say that's true. I mean, they got beat 35-7, but look where you were playing. Look who you were playing. It's the Pac-12. So I think for the Bears, there's a lot of great takeaways. So we'll see. They surprised me that their defense could kind of limit what the Buffaloes did last night. But 35-7 win for CU there. And then CSU just gets flat out embarrassed. I mean, you put 32,000 folks in Canvas Field, and then you don't show up. I mean, holy cow, South Dakota State, who I liked in the game. If you heard Clark and a coach on Friday, I picked South Dakota State to win. So not surprised they beat them, but how they beat them was really surprising. That's my take on the two college games last night. Okay, we had a bunch of football games last night. So let's get to the scoreboard. And one of those, every once in a while, and so far I've had two real eyebrow-raising scores at the high school level. The first one was Thursday night, the game we had 63-0 Eaton over Sterling. Yeah, that's 2 years ago, state champion Sterling Tigers. And Eaton beat them 63-0. So you had basically the last two state champions playing. And the Reds, you just absolutely obliterated a Sterling team that didn't look like they had any chance. So going to be a long year for Rob Busmente, no doubt. But for Zach Lemon and the Reds, and we caught up with Zach, we'll play that back for you today. But wow, what an effort. I mean, they just did everything right. And the Reds led 42-0 in that Thursday night game a minute into the second quarter. And we're on the mercy rule. So big stuff there. All right, games last night. Let's go to those. Here's the other eyebrow raiser for me. I pegged this as the best game of the weekend. Roosevelt and Holy Family, 3A, number one versus number four. Roosevelt, of course, the state runner-up last year, losing to Durango close in the state championship game. They just obliterated Holy Family last night, 49-7. How good are the Riders? We're going to talk to Lane Wassinger, the head coach here, coming up in about 10 minutes. So hang on for that. But as far as I could grab from the stats, didn't see anything offensively from Roosevelt, so we'll talk to coach about that. But the Rider D held the Tigers to 35 yards rushing on 26 carries. 1.3 yards a carry rushing the football for Holy Family. You hold the team down to a yard and some change on each carry, you're going to win a football game. So they also had two picks on defense, so might have had a fumble takeaways as well. But we'll talk to the coach, figure out how they did it. 49-7, Roosevelt over Holy Family. So they start their way in a big, start their season, rather, in a big, big way. So Roosevelt off and running. They'll be at home on Friday against Pueblo County, who got run. I think Pueblo West just smeared them last night. So Pueblo County will be hurting coming into Johnstown on Friday. But, wow, Roosevelt could be any kind again this year. Let's see here. Greeley West last night in Bear Creek. That's a 4A game. Bear Creek 40, Greeley West 13. So the Spartans, Jason Renoff's team, 0-2 now. I think 0-5 last year, if my memory serves, in the COVID year. So they're looking to get back on the winning edge of things. But they lose last night 40-13. Bear Creek was up 28-0 at the break in that one. Rocky Mountain beat Boulder last night, so Rocky goes to 1-1. They beat them 34-12. That's a good win going to, how about that? Rocky went down to Boulder, so did UNC. Rocky comes away with the win, though, as we said, 34-12. So 1-1 for Mark Brooks' club. Boulder drops to 0-2 on the year. Boulder, of course, the runner-up in the COVID spring championship season. I think far northeast Warriors. Whoever Montebello, he used to be Montebello, but now it's far northeast, I think. I think they won the title in the spring last year, but nobody really looked at those, to be honest with you. Broomfield and Longmont, no, the kids looked at it, so it's great for them. Broomfield and Longmont last night, Doug Johnson's Trojans 38-29 over Broomfield. So they get their first win of the year. Keegan Patterson, this is a kid to watch, the senior. Check out his night, 437 yards of total offense for the senior. Patterson, 26 of 36 for 329 through the air and two touchdowns. He also rushed 25 times. He threw 36 passes, and he rushed 25 times, 61 plays he's in the middle of. 25 rushes, 108 yards, three touchdowns. Could I say it's a one-man team? Maybe it is. Longmont, though, 38-29 behind Keegan Patterson last night. Northridge and Greeley Central last night at District 6, and it's all Jeremy Hayden's Northridge Grizzlies, 51-15. They completely roll to go 2-0. Almost an hour weather delay in this one due to lightning. Junior Reese Pratts, how about him? Touchdown catch and a punt return for a touchdown, 77-yarder for the junior. Cooper Rose, the quarterback, couple of touchdown passes. So the Grizz 51-15 last night over Greeley Central. Fossil Ridge and Windsor. This was a dandy. I didn't get much information on this, so how it ended, I don't know. Windsor outscored Fossil Ridge, I think, in the fourth quarter, if I remember, 3-0. 33-30 Windsor over Fossil Ridge. It's the fifth consecutive win in the series for Windsor against the Sabercats. But how about that? Fossil led 16-7 at the break, and Windsor, off the loss in their opening game, came back and evened the record 1-1. Fossil drops to 0-2 on the year, but boy, what a ball game at Dudley Field last night. 33-30, Windsor gets the victory there. Erie beat Pueblo East. Erie's number 6 in the 4A level. 29-7 in that ball game. So they're 2-0. Pueblo East is 0-2. How about the Fort Collins Lambkins going to Ponderosa last night, taking on Ponderosa on the road. Collins led 30-25 in a wild one at halftime. And this game ends out 35-33. What a defensive second half. But Ponderosa beats Collins 35-33. I looked up, of course, Kevin Lytle, his Twitter feed. Thought maybe I'd get something, maybe a bite about the game, but I didn't. So not sure exactly how that ended, but Ponderosa escapes. They escape with a 35-33 win against Fort Collins last night. Lambkins dropped to 1-1. Prush beat Diggers and Fort Morgan. They always play, even though they're a class different than each other. Brush 2A and Fort Morgan 3A. Fort Morgan number 8 at the 3A level. They went 35-12, so I think Fort Morgan's won like maybe 6 of these in a row. It's a string now. Halftime it was 7-6. Fort Morgan, 7-6, and they win 35-12. So big second half for the Mustangs. 3A, 4A game last night, Mountain View and Loveland. We thought it might be a whitewash. It was. Drew Foley, 3 touchdowns, the running back for Loveland, and Garrett Harstead, a couple of rushing touchdowns, and he threw for one also. Loveland, 49-0 over crosstown rival Mountain View. So Coach Steve Fry, his Mountain View Mountain Lions, 0-2 under his care so far, but they'll certainly get better. Loveland, they're 2-0. I mean, so far, so good for the Loveland Red Wolves as they continue off their defense of their state championship last year. Brighton and Chatfield last night, 43-20. Chatfield beat the Brighton Bulldogs. So Chatfield, pretty good team, no doubt. All right, we will come back in a moment and get with Lane Wasinger, the head football coach out at Roosevelt High School. Number one team in the state, number one in the preseason poll. State runner-up last year to Durango. Lost a close one down at CSU Pueblo. But they look like they have their eye on the prize this year, at least from the start last night on the road. They went down and took on Holy Family on the road, beat them 49-7. We'll talk with the head coach when we come back in a moment from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. It is Preps Rewind on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 1310 KFK. Welcome back to the Rewind on Saturday here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 1310 KFKA. I'm Clark Johnson. Thanks for jumping in with us on a Saturday. We've got eight-man football today. That's right. They play it with less than 11 in certain areas. We'll have it's a great one on the list. Number one, Sanford. Number four, Day Spring Christian today. At 1 o'clock, we'll be at Brailsden Field. So sit back, relax, throw that on in the backyard. Cut the lawn today. Do something like that. All right, cutting the lawn last night. That's Roosevelt did more than that. They took on Holy Family. This is the game I circled as the best game of the week in the state. Number one, Roosevelt. Number four, Holy Family. I get that those are early rankings and don't mean anything, but this is always a great game. And last night, the Riders go on the road. State runner-up last year. I think they have a mission this year. I'm sure of it. They open up with a 49-7 win over Holy Family last night. Head football coach Lane Wasinger up on the Tatanka Grill hotline with us right now. Lane, great night last night. Congrats, man.
Hey, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Talk to me about the football game last night. I have information on your defense, but I've got nothing on the offense. The Rider D last night, holy cow. Holy Family, who is always good offensively, 35 rushing yards on 26 carries, 1.3 yards a carry. If you can't run the football, you're going to have a tough night. How good was your defense?
Awesome. You know, all around, they just flew around. They were disciplined in their coverage. Couldn't be more proud of how they came out and established themselves last night against, you said it, a well-coached, good Holy Family team that is accustomed to scoring points. So to do what we did last night definitely made a statement defensively, and couldn't be more excited about how those guys responded and were as prepared as they were for Holy Family.
Lane, you got to be excited when you got, you know, Cooper Walton, who's been the tackle leader for you since he was born. You got Clayton Robinson, who can play with anybody. Then you go to the secondary and Tucker and Keaton. This is just such a terrific lineup of kids. I mean, coming off a second place finish last year, you had to look and go, okay, we lost some big seniors, but my goodness gracious, this cupboard is still pretty full there.
It is. You know, they're a special group. Clayton Robinson and Cooper and Logan Poole kind of on the inside at linebacker, and Jaden Casanueva, Tucker Peterson out there. I mean, we're loaded across the board with athletes, and they're guys that just, they work and they own that reputation that they've established. And, you know, you said it, I mean, we're deep. We took two corners out of the game second half, and we're playing, you know, a freshman, Trevor Karabench, and junior Isaiah Palacio, who, you know, stepped up to the challenge, and you don't really miss a beat with guys like that. And then I can't say enough about our free safety, Jaden Botterill. I mean, that kid, if you watch the film, he is all over the place. And he started last year at free safety for us, and he's just like a spider monkey on these guys and doesn't give much up. And, you know, the Holy Family made some great catches on us, and they've, you know, like I said, they're a good team. And I was really, really proud of our defense and all those guys, how they came to play last night and really, again, kind of set the tone for the season, hopefully.
49-7 win last night. How'd you open up? Were you guys ready to play? Did you come out and put something on the board immediately?
You know, to be honest, we didn't come out as fast as I was hoping. Defense took the field. Holy Family marched down and almost took it into the end zone on their opening drive. But, you know, our defense stood their ground. We got a big sack. I think it was Jaden casting a wave off the edge and kind of put him in a tough spot on fourth down. And then offense took the field, and we ended up going, I think, 3-and-out on that very opening drive. So not really exactly how you'd like to start, but once we got those first game jitters out of the way, we did really well.
Offense put up points. I mean, your defense did exactly what we know the defense to do at Roosevelt. The offense rolled, though. 49 points on the scoreboard. Offensive line had a lot to do with that, I'm assuming.
Oh, yeah. You know, our offensive line, they're coached hard, and there's a lot of expectation up there. And sometimes they probably get hear me barking at them because I may not even know what I'm talking about, and then I walk away, and they keep listening to their coach. Coach Klein has them ready to go and dialed up in between series. You know, Austin Schultz had a phenomenal game at right tackle. He's a junior for us, and you know, he's really exciting right now. The kid that we're real excited about, and our seniors Matthew Rolls and Alex Aurelia definitely kind of took that next step forward in their careers as seniors, and just kind of really honed down that offensive line for us last night, which allowed us to do a lot of great things. We had, you know, three or four different guys run the football, and Brock Saya did a great job at quarterback getting his first varsity start, and I think he accounted for 5 touchdowns, 4 through the air, 1 rushing touchdown. Yeah, so, again, he, you know, we're real excited about the kids we have, and you know, they played a great first game last night.
Brock Saya, a multi-sport athlete. I mean, he's terrific at everything he does, and a heady kid, too. Great leadership right there from him, and his progression so far at QB. How has that been for you?
It's been awesome. You know, he's earned everything he's gotten, and he's handled it with poise, and, you know, he's going to surprise a lot of people out there. You know, I think one of the previews came out, and they talked about all these, you know, players in our league that are up for Offensive Player of the Year, and, you know, we sat there, and we were talking as coaches saying, hey, number 17 is going to shock a lot of people
That's
this year.
Right.
We've got a lot of faith in Brock. He's a great kid, you know, and he's a great leader on this team, and he can do a lot of special things. And, you know, as a multi-sport athlete, we live and die with those kids at Roosevelt. So love that those guys are multi-sport guys, and it's fun to watch them excel in other sports in the winter and the spring.
Lane, running second in a season, a state runner-up, is sometimes fuel for the fire for kids. Do you see that fire in the eyes where the kids are going, man, the ones that were in it last year and are back this year, they're like, okay, we're not going to come up short this year. It shows in the start. I mean, that's a great start. Sounds like you guys were on the beam from the get-go.
Yeah, and I would probably say more than any other team I've coached, this team is so self-motivated.
Sure.
They're just a fun group to be around. And, you know, I don't have to give the big pregame speeches. And, you know, really, I mean, there's times we've got to kind of light a fire every now and then. But, you know, they expect to be great, and they want to be great. And it's not just talk. You know, they talk about it a little bit amongst themselves. It's more, you know, in the walls of our building. But, you know, when it's time to practice and prepare and play, they show up. And so, again, it's a really special group. I love their work ethic, their motivation, their confidence. Just no better group to coach right now. Just a fun team of guys that have that high expectation of themselves, and they're all about it.
We're talking with Lane Wassinger, head football coach out of in Johnstown at Roosevelt High School, number one in the state. You know what? Friday night is going to be a joyous walk in the park because everybody's coming back to Peterson Field on Friday night. I mean, Johnstown's going to be the place to be. Can you and the kids, I imagine, can't wait to see the stands packed on Friday night when you guys take on Pueblo County?
No, it's going to be huge. Like I said, we were able to have some fun times last year at home with spacing some kids out along the fences and stuff. And, you know, our community finds ways to come out and support. So that's awesome. And, no, we're definitely excited to see our fans back in the stands and pack that place, you know, seat to seat. And I'm sure Pueblo County will bring a heavy load of fans as well. And should be a fun Friday night in Johnstown.
Boy, that's a fact. Lane, thank you so much for jumping on with us this morning. Congrats on a great start to the 2021 seasoner.
I appreciate it. Thanks.
You bet. There's Lane Wassinger, head football coach out at Roosevelt High School, and they can, I mean, that's just circle them. That's a team that can win it all. Loveland can win it all this year. Eaton can win it all this year. Just send those three teams back. I realize that down at CSU Pueblo, we're only thinking to get through 3A, and then 4A and 5A championships, I think, are going to be at Empower Field at Mile High there. So, but, I mean, we could go down and get Eaton on one day and Roosevelt the next day. Almost got that last year. We got two out of the three Northern Colorado teams went down to Pueblo. We got Loveland in the mix for the championship. We got Eaton in the mix for the championship. And the Riders came up second to Durango. So and I think they turn it around this year. I really do. This Lane Wassinger, fifth year, going to get this thing done. All right. Other scores, if you guys missed them on Thursday and Friday, local scores real quick for you. Thursday night, Severance knocked out Niwot at Everly Montgomery 27-2. We had the game for you in Eaton 63-0. The Reds, in defense of their state championship, beat Sterling. We're going to have the Zach Lemon interview for you in a second following that game. Frederick and Pueblo Centennial 56-8. Frederick, they're good now. Frederick, number 10 in 3A. They'll move up, I think. Highland beat Bennett. We've got the Zach Sandstrom interview lined up for you second half of the program here. Highland 26-6 over Bennett, coming off that 38-21 loss to a very good Wiggins team. Resurrection Christian blanked Thompson Valley 40-0. So Bob Mock and the Cougars are off to a 2-0 start. Let's see, what else? Wiggins and Valley, that was 45-0 for Wiggins. So Coach Reisner and his Wiggins Tigers off to a 2-0 start, but that was 2A Valley they played, and they just blanked Scott Loeffler's team. So a big win there for them. Those were local scores, at least Thursday and Friday night for you. Let's come back in a moment, and we will get with the Zach Lemon interview. We've got a Zach Sandstrom. It's the Zach Half Hour coming up on the program here from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. It is Preps Rewind. Thank you to Gould Parts and, of course, to the Tatanka Grill. You're out on the road. Kramer's Wedge Store, the U Fillet and Eaton, the U Fillet and Greeley, they've got you covered with that great food from the Tatanka Grill. We're back in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK. Welcome back. Auto Collision Specialist Studios, Preps Rewind on a Saturday here. 1 o'clock football coming up, 12:30 pregame. Number 1 Sanford, number 4 Day Spring Christian Academy. Ben Fusco will be cooking up some stuff today for the Eagles out there. Ben's a chef. Trust Ben. That's what you got to go to, is his YouTube site, Trust Ben. I don't think it's a site yet or a channel, but he's working on it. And he can find you, Ben Fusco can find you a restaurant anywhere in the United States. You go to a city, you just trust Ben. He'll get you to the right place. All right, let's see. 63-0. Two biggest surprises of the week for me, the weekend. 63-0, Eaton over Sterling. Not so much the Eaton part of that, because I know the Reds are going to be good and they're going to defend their title, or at least make a big run at it. Sterling losing a game 63-0, 42-0 a minute into the second quarter, and that's a Rob Busmente Sterling Tigers team. It happens once in a while. A great coach, great program. Boy, no numbers, no players. Tough season for Sterling. 2 years ago, they won the state title. So it comes and goes in a hurry in high school football. But 63-zip, the Eaton Reds, behind Ethan Flores, who was a monster on both sides of the ball. Whether he's carrying a ball, faking the jockstrap out of the defense for three moves and then plastering the last guy, or just flying to the football on defense. Ethan Flores, he is a man. He's terrific. Walker Martin looked great, like we thought he would as a quarterback. Doesn't matter what sport he plays, he's going to be great at it. But Morgan Tribbett and the guys, Ryan Dirksen, Dirk Duncan, I mean, this team is loaded again. So how good will the Reds be this year? Yeah, they can go win another title. They can. So we'll see. We caught up with Zach Lemon, though, the head coach of the Eaton Reds, and talked to him after the win. Here's Zach. Zach, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well, sitting in some staff meetings all morning. It's just what I want to do.
Lucky you. The only guy I think that's not as lucky as you today is probably Rob Busmente. But let's talk about last night, man. First of all, I mean, Bruce and I are sitting here talking. Bruce is a Sterling grad, so that's a quick fall to go from 2 years ago as a state champion to really the cupboard's bare, and we saw how bare it was last night. Your kids played great, but that's Sterling. That's a team. I mean, I would never expect that from them. But it shows when numbers are down and multi-sport athletes aren't coming back and playing football, it's tough. Sometimes you got to deal with a bare cupboard, don't you?
It is tough, and it showed last night. And I really respect Rob. I'd consider him not just a coaching colleague, but a good friend of mine, and I respect what he does. And it just goes to show you that it is about the Jimmys and the Joes. I could argue that Rob and his staff coached better last night than they did in their state championship season. You know, they're coaching just as hard as they can and doing everything the way they do best, and it still comes down to players, and we're fortunate right now with our roster to be in a pretty good place in that situation.
Boy, there's no doubt about that. You guys started quick last night. Can I tell you, Ethan Flores is a monster.
Yeah.
That dude, I mean, both sides of the football. So when Ethan was in studio with us earlier this year, he said to me, he goes, man, I love at the end of a run to punish a guy. And last night he had a couple runs. One in particular I remember where not only did he fake out the first three guys he got around and put their jockstrap on the ground, the last guy he just put him into the turf head first. That's fun to watch a kid that talented play behind a very good offensive line. I thought your guys were terrific last night.
Yeah. To follow up with Ethan, you're exactly right. He's got quick feet that can make a guy miss. He's got fast legs that can outrun a guy. And then when he decides to, he'll just lower a shoulder and run over a guy because he's a bullet. And he's not big, but, man, he can lay a pop on somebody for sure, and he enjoys that.
You know, Zach, after officiating football, I wouldn't want to be the umpire, you know, when he's running the ball because he might just see somebody and just want to run him over. So,
well, hopefully at that point he uses his quickness and his speed to avoid the umpire as opposed to run through him.
It's fun to watch.
Yeah, talk about him on defense, too. He just seems to always have a head for where the ball is going to go. So you know number five's going to come running at you if you've got the pigskin.
Yeah, and again, that's his speed, his quickness, but also his instinct, too. Sure. He's always around the ball. He's a ball hawk, and just like he's hard to tackle, he's hard to block. So his feet and his hands get him off of blocks, and his quickness, you know, a lineman, a guard or a tackle coming to the second level isn't quick enough to get hands on him, but a fullback or a tight end isn't strong enough to hold him up. So he's quick enough to get around the big guys, and he's strong enough to get through the little quick guys. So, and then he just flies around, and he's a great low tackler and a physical tackler running through ball carriers. So he's just that tough, yeah.
Well, that was fun. Talk about the offensive line, though. I mean, I know that Tanner True left, you know, but we talked about it, and you were really, really pleased with the way your offensive line looked coming into the ball game. They did everything that you wanted them to do last night, didn't they?
Yeah, that's exactly. And we're going to, you know, to use the coaching term, we're going to hang our hat on that all year.
Sure,
we're going to hang our hat on our experience and size and blocking ability up front. And that's going to be our strength, where we can block it like that, and we can run the ball with a guy like Ethan. And then our depth at running back is great, too. And
sure.
I'm sure you want to talk about that. But what's funny is I told some, there was a recruiter there last night, a college coach, and I told him, we'll be excited. Our offensive line's our strength. We're going to run the ball well, and then we go out and throw three touchdown passes in the first quarter. So he was wondering if that's what we were doing with.
Well,
so.
Coach, I wanted to talk to you about that. It's a pretty good percentage, 3 for 3, 3 touchdowns. I'm telling you, Walker Martin is truly one of my favorite athletes in the Patriot League and all the state of Colorado. He's got to just bring such great, you know, leadership and everything else to your team, but just share a few moments that you've had with Walker, if you could.
Oh, man. Well, I can start by just saying, you know, he didn't look like that he was new to the field. I mean, he started a couple games. I mean, he's had some experience on the field, but he sure didn't look like what some would consider a first-time starter. You know, he was poised, he was comfortable, he was all those characteristics that you want. He was active, he was a leader, he was playing fast, he was thinking fast, and obviously his execution was good, but it was, you know, we've had conversations in the off season, and you know he's a great baseball player, and he was playing baseball all summer long, and we didn't even have summer work with him. He went to 1 7-on-7, but the thing is, he just does his work on his own. It's like doing his homework. Even though he wasn't with me, he was prepared when we came out, and once it was football season, he dedicated 100% to it. He's been working mentally and physically, but mostly he's just a natural athlete with the tools that don't really need to be coached.
No, he's almost like he's, you know, Matt Holliday, great baseball player for the Rockies and Cardinals, was a great high school quarterback, and there are those special guys that can play those positions.
Yeah, and he's just that. He's just a special guy. He's just instinctive. You know, we can coach him, this is what we want you to do in this situation, and we can tell him what we'd like, but ultimately he makes those decisions, and he didn't make many bad ones last night.
All right, so one of the guys in the field that did not have a great night because he was sitting there looking at your pass rush all night was Radek McCracken, their quarterback. Talk about your guys up front, that front seven. Man, they didn't give him any time to think or wind his wristwatch last night. I mean, in his face all game.
Well, and that starts with our defensive ends, Morgan and Ryan.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Morgan Tribbett and Ryan Dirksen, that those two defensive ends are going to give tackles fits all year long because they're speed and power players. But then you focus on them, then our interior, our D tackles, they're hard to handle too. So just our front is so difficult. You can't single block Morgan and Ryan, but you also can't leave Lucas Cass or Phil or Trey Lawrence or Cameron Shaw unblocked at the defensive tackles either, knowing that you got Ethan right behind him as a middlebacker. So just, when we get one-on-one matchups, we know we're going to win those matchups. And when they have to double-team somebody, we know somebody's going to be unblocked, and that person's going to be able to make a play too. So our front seven, just, we're so excited about their skill level and what they bring, what fits they can bring to an offense.
A night like last night, Zach, it's fun to get to see the younger guys get in there and get some reps too. So D'Angelo Rosas and your young quarterback, you got a chance to see some other guys in there. That was kind of neat, and they all seemed to play well last night.
Yeah, I mean, our depth was shown again last night, and we're comfortable with those guys.
Yep.
And even again, we talked about our depth at our skill positions, but also, you know, our offensive line showed us some depth in the second half last night. Some guys that we really haven't seen a whole lot of, they still showed us what they could do. And we were just so excited about our depth top to bottom. And age didn't matter. Sophomores stepping up, had a freshman step up. I mean, we're just real excited about our depth and our playmakers.
All right, back to work next week, right?
Yeah, back to work next week. We're practicing on Monday. Happy Labor Day.
That's right.
See you Monday afternoon.
Yeah, but Zach, the good thing is you will have no staff meetings inside the school building Monday. Maybe football staff meetings, but no other staff meetings.
You know, I'm standing at the back of our staff meeting right now.
It's always a good day. I know.
They're showing the mock-up video of our actual new building that we'll be in a year from now.
Okay, all right. That's kind of a fun meeting then. But I can remember having some of those meetings and say, hey, call me out. We need something in the athletic department, get me out of here.
That's great.
Hey, it's all good stuff. I love being prepared for my education job, too.
Hey, Zach, congrats on a big opening win for you guys in defense of the state championship, man. Looked great last night. Looked like you guys were having fun. So thanks for that, and we'll catch up with you again next week, all right?
Thanks, guys. I appreciate you.
See you, Coach.
All right, there's Zach Lemonoff. Their 63-0 win against the Sterling Tigers. Yep, 2019 state champion Sterling Tigers. And they lose 63-0 to Eaton. So look out. I mean, if you're a Reds fan, how much fun is it to go watch those guys play? They had a great crowd on Thursday night out there and simply took care of business. So the Reds and that great coaching staff, 1-0 for the season, off to where we may see them down in Pueblo, at CSU Pueblo, for the championship again this year. Hopefully we see him down there. All right, we'll come back in a moment, 10:45 on this Saturday morning from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. When we come back, we're going to talk about another coach getting his first win out here for the year, Zach Sandstrom, another Zach in the mix here. The Highland of football coach, they won 26-6 against the Bennett Tigers on Thursday night. We'll come back in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 1310 KFKA. All righty, welcome back here to Preps Rewind on a Saturday, Auto Collision Specialist Studios. Good football teams, even if they lose their first one, they usually jump right back in the mix and get a win. That's what the Highland Huskies did. Zach Sandstrom and his club, we had them on opening night against Wiggins. That's Dalton Reisner's dad, Mitchell Reisner, who I wasn't thrilled with Mitchell Reisner at the end of that ball game last Thursday night. They're leading by, what was the score anyway? 30, well, they're up a bunch. They're up 17 points, I believe it was. Three scores, anyway. And the last five plays of the game from the 10-yard line of Highland, he's throwing the football five times in a row. So I was like, that's got to light a fire under the other team a little bit. But why in the world, instead of just kneeling twice and running out the clock with a three-score lead, would you be throwing passes to the end zone? Don't understand that. But anyway, Wiggins has a very good football team. I won't put that past them. I mean, they are terrific. 38-17, I think, was the score of that opening game against Highland. But the Huskies, they bounced back. They get a win against Bennett 26-6. We caught up with Coach Zach Sandstrom after their first win of the year, and here's Coach Sandstrom. Zach, how are you today?
I am amazing. You, teacher in service day, so we're doing good.
That is fantastic. Tell me what that is for laymen. Does that mean you don't have students in front of you today?
Yes, no, we don't have students.
Fantastic.
We're just taking care of some teacher business right now.
Okay,
so.
Now, Coach, it's barely September. I mean, we just started. We just started school.
It's like a bye
we're
after the first week, right?
In service day, yeah. And it happens to be after your first win. You are just living right today.
Yes, yes, it feels good.
Talk about the game last night, Zach. Bennett always a tough out. You guys win 26-6. This is big for your kids to off of the Wiggins game to come back and say, "Yep, we can put a W in the column and we're going to get rocking and rolling."
Yes, I mean you said it. Bennett is. I mean, they're never a bad team.
Sure.
Like they graduated a lot of seniors last year, but I knew and the whole team knew that they were going to be tough. Like tradition speaks for itself, and when you have tradition like Bennett, you know that they're going to be a tough team ready to play. And so they were physical. They were good at running the ball. And so you just talk to the guys like, hey, we have to stop the run. And our D-line and linebacking crew really stepped up. I was really proud of them. We had even a goal line stand at one point and almost had another one. It was actually one of the closest calls I've seen right at the goal line. It could have probably gone either way. And so almost had two of those. And our offense did well. We took a kickoff back on special teams. So all in all, it was like overall really good on all aspects. I would like to see a little more consistency, on places, but I was really proud of the guys.
Coach Bennett, it was Bennett's opening game, and you guys obviously played against Wiggins a week ago. As a coach, do you feel that's an advantage? I always liked having the same amount of games as our opponents. I didn't like our opponents to have more games. So did you feel like you learned a lot from that opening game?
Yeah, you get a lot of first game jitters out. You could tell against Wiggins, it took us until midway through the second quarter to really kind of find our get our feet underneath us, and that's when we started, pushing back and everything like that. But it was just a little too late that first week, and so it is nice to have that first game out of the way, get some of those mistakes and nicks and stuff like that taken care of. But on the flip side, sometimes it's nice to have your first games because sometimes your kids are so juiced up because
sure.
They've been practicing for 3 weeks, they're ready to go, and they come out and just fly around. And so I definitely like having that first game, but there are some advantages of, first game just having that energy. And so, absolutely.
Talking with Zach Sandstrom, the head football coach out at Highland High School. They get their first win of the year last night, 26-6 over Bennett. You said that you guys took a kick back to the house. Who was the young lucky stud that ran that thing back?
So that was the opening kickoff, and that was Caleb Polk.
Oh, Caleb, that's fantastic. What a way to start the game, too. You guys, Caleb should have looked at the what was it, Boise State? Who took the kickoff back last night on the first one in college football? There was a team that did the same thing. And my point is, that's a great way to get the house rocking and rolling on a night when you open up on a football game, just to take that back, get your sideline excited. Taking back the opening kickoff is a great way to start things.
Absolutely. I mean, you said it. Like, we told them that, especially with, Bennett, the first game, they're going to come out ready to go. And so we need to stop their momentum right away. And so there's literally no better way to do it than housing the opening kickoff, and then that got the energy going. I mean, when you get the jump start on, you know, teams that are really, really good at running the ball, if you can get ahead early, you know, sometimes it's tougher for them to come back. And so, like, we told them if we could get a jump early, then we're sitting right where we want to be. And the kids did exactly what we asked. And so, really proud of them for that.
How was the night for your quarterback, for Sam Nisdell?
He did good. We had no turnovers. I haven't had the stats calculated up yet, but he took a 40-yarder in running the ball. I mean, he did a lot with his legs last night. And so passing-wise, we had, I would probably say, over 100 yards passing as well, and he was close to 100 yards rushing. So Sam had a really good game. He was, you know, calm and collected the whole time. Whenever anything went, you know, astray, he'd be the guy that kind of got guys together and made sure everything was still on the tracks. And so I was really proud about how he played. And he played great on defense, too. He's stepping up this year on the defensive side, and he's one of our most downhill guys as a quarterback, so couldn't be more proud of him.
Boy, fantastic, no doubt about it. I saw what Wiggins did to Valley last night. So when you see that, do you go, okay, that gives us a little bit more credibility, and we understand why maybe there's some other reasons why we struggled in week one, but that's a good football team. So that gives you guys a little bit more a pat on the back to say, okay, we stayed in a game against a really good football team like Wiggins, and then we came out, we learned from that, and we beat up on Bennett.
Yeah, so yes, it does give us a little more credibility, I would think, but we also should have taken care of things at Wiggins as well.
Sure.
We did a really good job from about second quarter on.
Yeah.
I mean, we won the second half 14-13 against Wiggins. And so, you know, that's one that I want back. Wiggins is obviously a very good football team, very big, physical, got, you know, a great quarterback, some good skill positions. But I thought that we could have, you know, we could have snagged that one if we would have been, you know, penalties was absolutely horrible week one.
Sure.
And if we would have been more consistent on offense, just as far as, you know, not having a good play, then a bad play, then a good play, and, you know, kind of kill drives at times. But so it does give a nice pat on the back, but I think the guys know that we kind of left one there. And that's, I think, one reason why we came out and played well against Bennett.
Sure, of course.
They were like, hey, that's not, you know, we showed a little bit of us against Wiggins, but we got more to prove because we know we can be better than that. And I was proud of our big senior group because they didn't let that Wiggins game define them. And they're like, you know what?
Nice.
We want that one back, but we can't have it back. We just got to keep going on to the next guy. And I was just really proud about how they handled that first week game.
Sounds like the kids are in the right mental frame of mind to take care of business. So great improvement from week one to week two. And as a coach, I mean, that's what you can't really ask for more than that, can you?
No. I mean, that the attitude from, you know, that first week game, that's what I'm proud of. Like, they're like, you know what, that's not us, but
right,
we got to prove it. And so, you know, them taking the time to fix things during, you know, even a short turnaround week, football, the team's doing great. They're really, their attitudes are great, and they want to prove some things this year. And so I just keep telling them, if you want to prove some things, you got to work for it. And so they're doing it now, so they just got to keep it up.
Hey, Zach, congrats to your kids, and congrats to you on a big win last night, and keep this thing moving forward, okay?
Thank you. Appreciate it.
There is Zach Sandstrom, the head football coach out at Highland High School. Today, folks, coming up at 1 o'clock, 12:30 pregame, we'll have number one Sanford, number four Day Spring Christian Academy eight-man football. Myself, Daniel Allaman, will be out there. So on this Saturday, enjoy your kids, hug them a bunch, and get out and get some exercise. Thank you to Gould Parts and Tatanka Grill, great sponsors on the Preps Rewind, right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKN.